Buenas. Here I am in Malaga Cathedral, which is dedicated to the incarnation of Jesus by the Blessed Virgin. But just look how big that door is. You've got people for scale. So it's just gigantic. And then look at the royal coat of arms above with the eagle's head, with the two lions' mouths on either side. It's just incredible. The detail take millions and millions of man hours of work. And see there in the stained glass windows, look at the ceiling, and they have these keys motifs. Is that only a key? As in, you know, Jesus Christ gave St. Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So it's gigantic, it's in this Baroque style. So Malaga, the second biggest city in Andalusia, is the main city on the Costa del Sol. And you can see it's a cultural gem. You look at this oil painting here, and above there they've got the Shekinah, that's the Hebrew word for a cloud, indicating the presence of God, with that sort of all-seeing eye in the pyramid and the rays of light coming through the cloud. Okay, so Jesus Christ born to the Blessed Virgin, and then, you know, him being whipped and tormented, dying on the cross and all the rest of it. Looks a bit like studies for some of those paintings in the Sistine Chapel in Rome. Okay, wow. And then you think of the acoustics of this place, because of course, till the 20th century, they had no audio system. And these very dense lead roofs over the pulpit, obviously, is to help project the preacher's voice. And then you see that lectern in the shape of an eagle to hold the Holy Bible. Yeah, what else? So presumably allowed to film here. And there's the altar way high up, so you could see it very far behind. And then images of the Blessed Virgin. And then we see Jesus Christ in Rai, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum, as in Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, which we're told by the Gospels was written in Latin, Hebrew and Greek above him, mockingly. And then look at the Corinthian pillars. Wow, and then all these saints up there, and he says who they are, and more keys. It's just mind-blowing. Wow, so magnificent. It makes a cathedral in anywhere in Ireland or Great Britain look like a barn by comparison. So the wealth of Latin America went into building these places. And the dimensions of it are just enormous as well. Considering people were living in little shacks, the equivalent of a garden shed mostly. And then all these anti-chapels are devoted to various saints. Not anti as in against, but anti as in, you know, before. And then whipping Jesus, is that right? But look, they're wearing Roman togas. So a bit unrealistic to many Jews or some other Christian saint. Caritas, as in Latin for charity, like a baptismal font, and so on. So I can't show you them all, but it is so splendiferous. Wow. It's like embarrassement de richesse. And so it goes on. I mean, you could think you'd do a whole PhD on the history of art about a place like this. And look at the height of the organs, complete with the cherubim and seraphim and the archangel Michael above, holding his spear. This is the bit of the nave, and that's the altar up there. Here's the choir, where the choir would actually sit, but obviously from the rest of the nave you couldn't see it. I noticed most of these ecclesiastical words are the same in French. I mean, I know we're in Spain, but I was translating a book about a French priest a couple of years ago, and I came across that. And all these choir stalls, sometimes for the choruses, but sometimes for local worthies. And look, the hand-carved scenes in the wood of various saints, male and female, a bishop there and so forth. So some worthies would have reserved seats up here, and all the candles that could be held there, and so it goes on. So it's incredibly, incredibly tall. You think how difficult it was to build something this tall before they had those steel girders in the late 19th century to make skyscrapers, but that's why a lot of the roof space is just empty, because otherwise it collapsed under its own weight. Anyway, that is a view of Malaga Cathedral. I found out the city got its name from the Moors, from the North African Muslims. I can't remember what it means in Arabic, but it was like Malaka. And then it was corrupted into the current Spanish version of it. But I'll give you some idea of just how enormous it is. If we turn to the left and look down here, it's not as long as you might think. I mean, it is long, but in comparison to the extraordinary height of it, which is like over 50 meters. Right, anyway, thank you very much for watching my video from Malaga Cathedral. And you can see, oh yeah, these amphora up there sent from ancient Rome and flowers growing out of them. I don't know if they're real flowers or not. Right. Goodbye.